In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. Flavors, art, neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
All right, rolling into the 4 o'clock hour. Curcello, Tony Gwynn Jr. down in Peoria. We'll hear from him again soon. Big Five's coming up at the bottom of this hour. We'll also hear from Tony in the 5 o'clock hour when Jesse Agler and he take the air for tonight's broadcast. Padres baseball. Padres taking on the Seattle Mariners tonight right here on 97.3 The Fan. So we hope you'll tune in. Scraby Chronicles preempted this evening.
Yeah.
And you don't seem too unhappy about that.
Yeah,
because you've had a big week.
I've had a big week.
You've had a big week.
And I have a big night, so.
Big night ahead. That's right. You're doing this event. Scraby's going to be out and about at the Little League opening ceremonies. Rancho
yep.
Penasquitas Little League.
Yes.
And Scraby's going to be out there. Master Ceremonies.
Aaron is a big listener. He's the one who reached out.
Aaron, very good. Yeah. Very nice. And, you know, I understand you're reading. You're going to give you a script and you've got to read some things.
They did, yeah.
But I think if you're going to be a good Master of Ceremonies on your way up, you got to prepare yourself a few little jokes and things to entertain the people off the cuff.
I'm sure I'll figure out a way to do that, Chris.
Can't just read.
You're making me nervous.
Can't just read the script. People are looking to you for greatness.
Okay.
You're the celebrity Master of Ceremonies tonight.
All right, I have a joke. Want to hear it?
You know, a good baseball joke, I think, would be a good way to start out. Keep it clean. Kind of get everybody laughing.
No, it's not a baseball joke, but it's a fun joke.
Is it clean?
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
A polar bear walks into a bar, and he sits down at the bar, and the bartender says, "What are you having?" And the polar bear just sits there, doesn't say anything.
Mm.
5 seconds later, he goes, "Oh, I'll have a gin and tonic." Bartender's like, why the big pause? And he just said, "I don't know. My mom gave them to me."
Yeah, all right. I don't know if that's going to win over the Little Leaguers.
It's not. It's definitely not. But that's the only thing I can think of right now.
That's all you came up with.
Yeah. You got one for me?
I'll think of something good. I think there's a good baseball joke or two that you could tell. Or a couple of baseballs, or a baseball, good baseball story, you know, that's clean, but
well,
just
yeah.
kind of a fun baseball story to regale the youngsters.
I'll bring Earl Weaver audio with me.
That probably would not qualify as being clean.
No, but now you've got me nervous, Chris.
Well, I'm just trying to, you know, I'm trying to give you a little.
I appreciate it.
4:03 is the time. We're going here in hour number three. Padres and Mariners, as mentioned, tonight. On 97.3 The Fan, we are a week into spring training. Padres have their starting lineup tonight. We went over it a little earlier. If you missed it, you know, might be close to the real thing. I mean, we're a month away, But most of the projected starters are in the lineup tonight. Arise is batting leadoff. Fernando second. The big question we had is who's going to bat third? Because Profar is no longer there. Jackson Merrill batting third tonight. Manny's hitting cleanup. Cronenworth and Bogarts are 5-6. Jason Hayward, who to Scraby's dismay is probably going to be the starter in left field, is batting seventh. Yuli Gurriel, DH, and hitting eighth. Martin Maldonado's hitting ninth. Now, I think that's the one where I think you'll have something different on opening day. But I could see the other eight happening. But as we discussed, the fight a week into spring training has been really good.
It has been.
Oscar Gonzalez
been
has been, you know, tearing
he's
the cover
off
the ball
a little bit, but for the most part, the young guys are doing good stuff.
Gonzalez been good. Tirso.
Yep.
Arnelas.
Yep.
Forrest Wall.
Yeah.
Hit a couple of home runs. He's a former first-round pick, Forrest Wall. Don't forget that. He kind of faded from view. But Forrest Wall's hit a couple of home runs. Eggy looks like he's swinging a good bat. And I've heard, you know, nothing but positives, really, about Eggy so far.
Yeah, Eggy's been great in left field,
if you don't know
too.
Who we're talking about, that's my guy named E-Guy Rosario.
Yes, E-Guy.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, the fight for left field is on, and it's going to be interesting to see how it all turns out.
Katrina just gave me a joke. How about this one, Chris?
Let's hear it, Katrina.
Why are most baseball stadiums so cold? Because they are full of fans.
Yeah, you might get booed off the stage before
tomatoes
you get started.
Coming towards my face on that one?
Yeah, yeah. I don't like your chances
with
that one.
Okay.
We've got to come up with something better
for you.
We absolutely.
I didn't know I was doing a stand-up comedy
set.
Well,
I think you just open with something. You know, you try to get everybody on your side right off the bat. A couple of baseball notes today. Bryce Harper got hit by a pitch the other day. He's back in there today. So, Philly fans, no more sweating that out.
Yep.
Matt Vierling, Tigers. Going to miss opening day with a shoulder injury, right rotator cuff. He's a outfielder, big part of that Tiger club that won a playoff series last year, eliminated the Astros. Remember that? The Tigers, of all people.
I do remember that.
Injury note, Yankees rookie of the year right-hander Luis Gil, spelled Gil,
yes.
G-I-L, but pronounced Heel.
Yes.
Bullpen session today, shoulder tightness. So he is, he's on the, they're watching.
They're watching him?
He's going to have an MRI. You know what can happen. MRI, things can get crazy.
You know, if I called Adam every time I had something a little hurt on me.
I got to tell you, that is true. I know, these are baseball players.
Come on, people.
Well, you pitch with a shoulder injury and you tear a rotator cuff.
I get it,
for a while, but I know what you mean. I know, guy. Look, at least make up something better than he's out with a bruised heel. Because a bruised heel sounds like, you know what, we could all play.
Or just like, hey, I can't start today. I woke up and my shoulder felt a little weird.
It's a little tight.
So?
If it's a little...
Start!
Yeah, if all of us were able to get out of work because something was a little tight, there'd be no workforce at all.
Hey, Adam, I didn't sleep that great last night. I think I should stay home from work.
Like I said... All right, that's some of the baseball stuff there. I had something else.
You
I
don't
to
need
go
anything
to.
Else. We. I, what part didn't you get about we need to get to the game?
Oh, Chris versus the fans.
My goodness.
I totally forgot we were playing. Let's go.
See what I deal with. No, we can't go now.
It's too late to play the game?
Yes. We got to go to the next segment for the game.
I don't know why I did that.
I don't know either. See
that
what
was
I deal
pathetic.
With people? See what
you,
I deal with people?
You told me to hurry, but you didn't say hurry because we got Chris versus the fans, which for some reason I totally forgot about. The hell?
Oh.
What am I thinking?
Yesterday, Sam didn't look at the doc.
That's not good.
All right, let's go play the game, see if we can get it over with before we get too far.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself...
Howdy-do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
Rob on the chat said, these are pro players. They know their body. I'm not saying they don't know their body. I'm just saying it's kind of lame that they sit out for stupid stuff. That's all I'm saying.
Let's be honest about it. Baseball players are the wimpiest.
I would not really?
Say that. Yes, I would not say that directly to.
I was going to say.
The likes of some of these, you know, incredible hulks of athletes, but you don't see hockey players sitting out with a sore toe.
No.
They just don't.
I stubbed my toe.
Yeah.
All right. You're going to be playing for qualification to Vegas.
Take it back. Basketball players might be worse.
Basketball I have a sore back.
Yeah, those guys sit out for a lot.
I need to load manage. But you will win a four-pack of tickets to a Padres spring training game at Peoria Sports Complex, and you're qualified for the grand prize. Four tickets to the Padres-Guardians game at Petco Park on April 2nd. Get your spring training tickets now at PeoriaBaseball.com. The rules, you have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question or you win. If you're a first-time player, nice job. Let us know. Question for free today. All right, let's get into it and see who we got. Let's go to Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hey, guys.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're good, Steve. Good luck to you, man.
All right, here we go. Question number one. Which Padres top 100 prospect doubled off the center field wall last Sunday against the Dodgers?
Salas.
Nice job.
Ethan Salas.
All right, here
People
we
are
go.
So impatient. They want him in the starting lineup right now, Scrag.
Let the kid play.
Let him marinate a little bit.
Who is the SDFC head coach?
Oh boy. He's undefeated. 1-0. Going for win number two tomorrow.
I don't even know.
In front of a sellout crowd.
All right, stay there just in case Chris doesn't know it.
It's Mikey Veras. Wow.
Sorry, Steve.
Sorry, Steve. I really kind of just barely came up with that, I must tell you. It wasn't, like, automatic that
it's
I
top
knew
of
that.
Mind now, though.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to Jason. Hello, Jason.
How's it going?
Jason,
how's it going, guys?
You ready to play?
I am.
All right, here we go.
Play ball.
Where are SDFC's home games being played?
Snapdragon.
I think I may have already asked that, but I don't care.
35,000 plus will be at the game tomorrow night.
Wow.
Yeah, baby. We are soccer crazy.
Who has the most home runs for the Padres so far in spring?
Goodness.
Manny Machado?
Manuel.
Stay there.
Forest Wall? I don't know. Really?
Wall,
it is Forest
it.
Wall.
It is. Yep.
Sorry about that. What's he got, two?
He's got two, yeah.
And he's the leader?
He's the leader. Sorry about
man.
That, Jason.
Sorry, Jason.
All right, let's go to a chat friend, Brandon. Hello, Brandon. Oh, I didn't click it.
Click, click, click.
Brandon, can you hear me?
Hi, Brandon.
Okay.
All right, there he is. There he is.
Yeah,
yes,
we got you.
Yes, we're good. All right, here we go, Brandon. Question number one. What is the name of Tiger Woods' new golf league?
TGL.
TGL is correct. Nice job.
I can tell you that I would have missed that.
They've moved it to ESPN2.
So stupid.
They moved it out of prime time. Yeah. Question number two. If the Aztecs make it to the tournament this year, how many consecutive trips would that be?
Talking about Aztec basketball?
Yes. Aztec men's basketball.
21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 6.
Six?
Is that correct?
I don't think so.
I think it's five.
Yeah, I think it's five. I hate to tell you, Brandon.
I just gave you the answer, too.
Yeah, but I knew it. It's five. The reason it's not six is there was no tournament in 2020.
That's right.
So
that's
they
why.
Couldn't play in it.
That's why. Yeah. I'm sorry, Brandon. That
sorry,
was actually
Brandon.
Pretty good, Brandon. You got close.
He was right there.
Kind
of
right.
Lost on a technicality.
All right, I'm
kinda.
Sorry, but since we got to go tiebreaker, tiebreaker.
Tiebreaker, tiebreaker.
Okay, let's go Forest Wall.
Yeah, The life and times of Forrest Wall.
We're going to go with him as our player. He's got
doesn't have many statistics.
He's got 31 games in stats. Is that too little, Chris?
It's a little too little. I don't
know. All right, let's go with...
going to need somebody with a little...
Let's go with Luis Arraez.
All right.
We haven't done him yet.
I love Luis.
All right, I got him. So let's go to find our contestant, Mark. Hello, Mark.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. Have you heard the tiebreaker before?
Yes. Also, my name is Jack. I don't know why.
It keeps Mark coming up as Mark. Let me change it right now.
Because you stole Mark's phone.
For the future.
I just changed it to Jack. Hopefully it changes.
Jack to change. Yeah, anyway.
All right, here we go. Jack, you stay right there. I'm going to ask Chris for a number. He's going to give it to me, and then Jack's going to guess whether or not the actual answer is higher or lower. Chris, in six seasons for Luis Arraez.
Yes.
How many times has he struck out?
Oh, that's a good one. Even, you know, I mean, like, you could have 10 strikeout, 20 strikeout season back in the day. But
you could have 10 strikeouts in a week for some of these
guys. I know, these guys, yeah. But I think, yeah, Arraez probably, I'm going to say 6 years? 200. That'd be 30 plus a year.
200. All right, let's go back to Jack. Jack, is it the actual answer higher or lower?
I'm going to say higher.
Higher.
No.
I'm sorry. It was, Chris, you were close. 194.
$194 for Luis.
He only had 29 last year. Yeah. All right. Sorry about that. Let's go to our next contestant, Banna. Hello, Banna.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hello.
Not much. All right. Stay right there. You're playing the tiebreaker. Chris, how many triples does he have in his career?
In 6 years. Yeah, 20 would be too many. I think 17.
17.
Less than 3 per season.
All right, Banna?
17.
How many triples, or is the actual answer higher or lower than 17?
I'm going to go with lower.
Lower! Nice job.
Really? What is
Stay
it?
Right there. 14.
Only 14. Well, that was close.
Yeah, you were close. All right.
Very good.
Good job, Banna.
Stick on the line, Banna. We got to
he
take
had six triples in 2021. That was
the rest he's been
high.
Only one or two a year.
Yep.
Got it. All right, more Gwynn and Chris coming up. I talked about this, but I haven't talked about it.
Okay.
Big game tomorrow night. Not soccer, but I'll tell you what is also a big game after.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. Flavors, art, neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Tired of paying for channels you don't watch? Well, a new Sling package by Sling gives you a curated lineup of live and on-demand TV you actually want. With channels like Fox News, NFL Network, FX, FS1, and more, starting at $19.99 a month, There's even some 4K content. And in designated markets, subscribers get local broadcast networks too. No long-term contract, no hassle, just the live TV you love. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com to learn more. Restrictions apply.
Traffic.
Hi, we welcome you back at 4:23. Crisello, Tony Good Jr. down in Peoria. He'll be right back with us here shortly. We got our big five around the corner. Bet you Scraby's got some crazy stuff for us to debate over. So that's coming up shortly. Don't forget, 5:15, a little early tonight, we announce today's winner, the biggest fan. 5:20, or 5:23 and 45 seconds, to be exact.
Mm-hmm.
We send everything down to Peoria because we are doing the game tonight. You can listen to Padre Baseball. If nothing else, man, just sitting back listening to Jesse and Tony and the sounds of baseball as you're driving home.
Heck yeah.
That's, you know, whets the taste buds for a new season.
It does.
Right?
It
so
does.
That's coming up tonight.
Jesse Padres was talking. Jesse, I'm sorry. I was. No, I told fine. You to get to your topic, and then I'm going to take it over. You get to your topic, Chris.
I was looking at the bubble teams, Aztecs basketball, concerning with that. We already talked earlier about UC San Diego, and I know that most of you think, because I think a lot of people are saying this, that UC San Diego is probably going to be in the tournament, whether or not they win the conference tournament, the Big West. And Jerry Palm told us otherwise. So I don't know, but I want to say to UCSD, don't leave it to fate. Win the Big West conference tournament. Yeah. Don't leave that to fate.
Just get it done.
It's hard to see two teams from the Big West in, considering they just don't play a good enough schedule yet. You see, San Diego should be in. Don't get me wrong. They beat Utah State on the road. That enough should get them in. But I'm worried that UCSD won't be in. Here's on the other night. I'm worried about the Aztecs still, too. I thought by beating New Mexico the other night, they pretty much locked in an at-large berth. Right now, Joe Lunardi has them as a 10 seed. He has them as a last four buys, which means they're not the last four in. They're the last four that don't have to play in the play-in round.
Okay.
So they have a little space. But if they lose tomorrow night at Wyoming, that space is gone. Because Wyoming, they don't take into account the fact that Wyoming is 7,000 feet above sea level and is one of the hardest places in the world to play a game. That just doesn't factor in. The only thing that factors in is that Wyoming stinks. And so the Aztecs have to beat them. They cannot afford to lose this game.
You got to have some sort of analytic that can measure that.
Doesn't measure.
Should.
So you go to 7,228 feet and you can't lose. And I'm pretty sure the same is going to go for their game next week at Las Vegas. Also, they already lost once to UNLV at home. Can't lose a second one. So I don't know that, you know, the Aztecs are not in. I thought that win over New Mexico was going to give them enough cushion to where maybe they could stub their toe once. Again, if I was the Aztecs, I wouldn't stub my toe once, especially at Wyoming. And I know that I've been there, Scraby. You can't even walk up the ramp to the bus without going, I mean, it just wears you out. And whatever Smokey Gaines said that time about the place being pressurized is not true.
Yeah, you can't pull that one anymore.
Not anymore. So, you know, Aztecs, I'm so impressed with the season they've had, the job that Dutcher and these, you know, coaches have done with a young team that really shouldn't even be where it is. All the new faces, all the new pieces, and now they take Guath away, and all you do is beat the number one team in the league. And pretty soundly, I might say, the other night.
By the way, we talked to Mark Ziegler on Tuesday, and he said that it's not outside the realm of possibility Guath comes back before the end of the season.
Right. Oh, I think he's going to be back.
Because we thought it was the worst.
No, I think he's going to be back in the next week or so. But the point is, they're still without one of their key guys, and they have to continue to win. They can't stub their toe. And they got three, you know, games left where they could stub toe in any game. So, you know, both San Diego State, UCSD still have a lot to play for before they get to the conference tournaments. Wish them the best. Did we congratulate Stacey Terry Hudson yet on winning her 20th game?
Oh, wow.
I don't think we did. The women's team, and now they're 21. But they've won 23 years in a row with Stacy, and it's the first time they've done that in 30 years as a program. So good for them. But they go to the Las Vegas, you know, in a couple of weeks for the Mountain West tournament, and they have to win it to get in. That's just the way it is. And that means they have to find a way to beat UNLV, who hardly ever loses on the women's side.
Yeah.
So good luck to those kids.
But they
my
beat
friends.
Them this year, right?
They're the only team to beat them.
That's what I thought.
They beat them by 1 point on a last second shot.
So it can happen.
So it can happen. But yes, they're going to have to probably beat them again to get where they want to go. All right, where we want to go is to a break because the Big Five is around the corner on Gwen and Chris.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
With networks like Fox News, CNN, MS Now, and more, Sling is the best way to get the news you care about, which is great for everyone. Well, almost everyone.
Where's that dang paper, boy? I need my news outdated and rolled up like a burrito. Finally! Now I can read about what happened forever ago.
Get the most important news delivered reliably at the best price. Sling lets you do that. Visit sling.com/news. See your offer.
Jake from State Farm. I'm winning. I finally cleaned my house, so I'm breaking out my new tropical room spray.
Keep winning and create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. It's like your own personal paradise.
Ooh, hey, grab me a coconut water.
Bundling, just another way to save with a personal price plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
Okay, I'm happy to have both of you guys back for the Big Five. Sam wouldn't answer my golf question yesterday, so I just had to answer it on my own. But we
will
move forward.
Wait a minute, that's a new possibility. You mean you don't have to answer some of your dumb questions?
Okay. No.
I might use that as something going forward.
No. It was an easy question,
especially if they're dumb golf questions. I might just start passing on all of those.
There was a 59 shot on the PGA Tour yesterday, the 15th in history. So a fan asked me, what would you shoot on a PGA Tour course? And well, he really asked me a much more in-depth question, but I said, what would I shoot on a PGA Tour course? I've never played on an actual PGA Tour course, but I have played on an LPGA Tour course at Lake Merced in San Francisco, and I shot, like, I believe it was 128 or 38. Last night I was trying to think, but I stopped counting after a while, so that's how difficult those courses are. What would you guys shoot?
159, I think. I mean, if that guy shot 59, pretty sure 159. I unless I had a day like the I don't know the guy's name. He's on the South African tour. Did you see this today?
Oh yeah, he had two holes in one.
Hit two hole in ones in one round.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's crazy.
Unless I had a day like that, which would get me from 159 down to 149, I guess.
Tony would shoot like 64.
In what world?
The thing is it would be a 159 because there would be some rules guy actually not allowing me to kick the ball out from behind a tree, not improve my lie.
Good point.
There would be no gimmies, right? Even if you're 2 feet away, you'd have to make it, you know?
Rules guy hating on you out there.
Yeah, right. They would not be allowing for...
Sir, you disturbed your lie. That's going to be a two-stroke penalty.
Excuse me, what happened to my breakfast ball?
Yeah, sir, there's no such thing as a breakfast ball on the PGA Tour. But yeah, it was... Sam wouldn't answer that because Sam doesn't play golf, so I guess he can't really answer. He did, however, before we get into it, have strong opinions on pickleball in Arizona.
He did. He was quite upset with the elderly pickleball players in Arizona.
Yeah, they're not welcoming, and he can't get a game.
Well, they won't let him play?
They're supposed to be like a rotation thing.
Right,
and they're not rotating.
Where he's used to, the next four paddles are the next four people on the court.
Yeah. Right.
Sometimes winners stay on, sometimes they don't.
Yeah.
But here in Arizona, apparently, like, the people holding court is like, nah, we're only playing against this group here.
Wow.
Only two. So he was quite perturbed.
Did Sam present a social security card? I mean, you have to be at least 65 to play pickleball.
Pickleball.
I think that's why they didn't want to let him on.
Yeah,
it's like, hey, this is a club for the older
folks. He hasn't started losing any hair yet. You can't play pickleball under those circumstances.
Sam was clearly upset.
Oh,
but
boy.
Anyway, you should go back to the Big Five and listen yesterday.
I will.
Number five.
All right, Sportico came out with its list of most valuable franchises in sports, and the Padres come in on the list of the top 100 at number 100 with a value of $2.03 billion. Can you guys guess number one?
Cowboys.
Yes. How can we call Jerry Jones a delusional owner if he's the always...
That's what he says.
Highest grossing revenue team in the league.
And then he forgets that he actually... has a team that's it doesn't matter. I guess not for him, right? I mean, but the whole purpose of being in that league is to win in that league. You have somehow mastered being relevant without winning, and so I guess he can continue to do that.
They are worth over $10 billion.
Yeah, and he paid a hundred and something million. So I mean, he has made so much money; it is absolutely ridiculous.
That's not the question.
I'm sure it isn't. Go ahead.
Padres are number 100 overall, but number 15 in baseball. So, Chris, what does this tell you about the Padres?
I don't know. Number 15 in baseball.
Number 15 in baseball. Chris
doesn't.
My
mic's not working.
Down.
It won't stay in my...
Welcome back, Chris.
For some reason, my microphone is
it
like...
bobs up and down.
It's like filled with helium. It keeps going to the ceiling here.
And he grabs it. He's like, come back.
Bring it back, and then it goes back up to the ceiling.
Yes,
again.
What does it tell you about the Padres?
It doesn't tell me a lot about the Padres. I mean, you tell me, but it just tells me how much all of these sports teams are worth. I that's the only thing that I get out of these articles. I mean, you say the Padres are worth what? $2.03 billion. And I'm not going to be, I'm not going to pick on the Padres here, but I mean, you hear this, and then you hear teams in general talking about how they can't afford, to make payroll, and they can't afford, they have to charge, $70 for parking, and they absolutely have to charge $15 for a beer and $12 for a hot dog.
this isn't on you, Padres. This is, the question was asked Padres. This is on all of these sports teams. I mean, they make so much money. They're worth so much money that it's hard for me to ever feel sorry for them. And, you know, I'm glad that Tony's around to remind us every time an athlete signs a contract for $50 million, everybody's whining and complaining. But the team itself is making billions of dollars. So it's a drop in the bucket. And I just assume the players have the money. What I'd like to see is some of that money given back to the fans who support these teams in the way of some lower prices along the way, because I don't think they need to charge this stuff. So that's what, you know, in a small world,
you
I
know
answer.
What, Sounder,
that's where I go with it.
We need a drop in the bucket, Sounder. Like, we got to get that.
How do I illustrate a drop in the bucket?
I don't even know. We got to, maybe we get a mic and like stick it in the bucket and we can drop some coins or something in there. I don't know, but it would be a good Sounder. To your question. No, I don't think this says very much about the Padres. I mean, Chris kind of hit it on the head. There's 14 teams ahead of the Padres making more money.
And they're paying, and the Padres are spending.
Yeah, no, well, they were criticized for doing that from us. How about this? Other owners. Isn't that something? It was quite crazy.
Right. Yeah, what are they doing?
No, I mean, what are these guys doing out here spending this money? It's so frivolous out here with how they're just spending. No, I think it doesn't say much. I just think sports is more marketable than it's ever been, and these teams are taking advantage of it and making, you know, pounds and pounds, just piles and piles of money. So,
yeah. Why do you think people are standing in line to own teams? Because they know it's a license
it's a
to
money
print money
printer.
If you get it. Yeah.
And listen, you know it's changed because, I mean, yes, it feels like anytime any organization is up for sale at this point in sports, people are like clamoring to be a part of ownership or owning it. Why? Well, because it makes money. I don't know. That's probably why people want to invest and do. We keep seeing it. I don't know that, Chris, you probably be able to speak to this better than I can. I don't recall maybe like in early 2000s when teams came available that there was like, it seems like there are lines and lines of people that want to get in on ownership now. I don't know that it was like that in every sport. Early 2000s.
Probably not.
Sports has kind of taken off from that standpoint.
But I still don't know the last team that just folded because they were completely out of money. I mean, that's been...
It's never happened in my lifetime.
Yeah, you got to go back to the 1970s and the 80s. And again, those are teams that were like in fringe leagues, like the ABA, the World Hockey Association, things like this. I mean, you haven't seen... An NBA, an NHL, and, you know, baseball, football. When's the last time one of those said, yeah, we just can't operate anymore? It's not happening.
All right. That was great conversation. We got to speed it up a little bit.
Number four.
I'm fine with budgeting time for that one. There is a growing group of baseball people out there that think there is one team that could shock the world and make the playoffs after losing 93 games last season. The Sacramento A's. Writers are predicting them to have an...
Don't do that.
Why? I can call them that.
No, you cannot. They want to be known as the A's.
I can't do it.
Athletics. Can't do it. You can't call them Sacramento. They don't want that.
No, they don't. It's going to say in the standings, Houston, Seattle, Los Angeles, Texas... Athletics.
I hate that too.
Well,
they're not special. Just because they have an idiot owner, they're not special.
Well, they're going to be. Their name is going to be special.
All right, fine. That team up there in the state capital, writers are predicting them to have an incredible season and a complete turnaround the fortunes of the team and make the playoffs. Tony, do you think you saw the A's yesterday? Do you think the A's have what it takes to make the playoffs?
They got some talent. I will say that. I don't know if they have enough to get to the postseason. As you start to kind of break this down, right? I mean, the division may be up for grabs. If you think about it, I mean, the Astros have lost a ton. They lost Tucker. They lost Bregman all in one offseason. They are highly dependent on a young and healing pitching staff. Can Jordan Alvarez be able to put an offense on his back, because it's basically what he's going to be asked to do. I know they got my man from Walker from the Diamondbacks, but I don't know that's going to be enough. I don't, in my heart of hearts, I don't think they can win division, but I would not be surprised. This team has some talent. They finished up the year well last season. They made some investments, believe it or not, and I think they're going to be well coached. Now they're still doing some of the things that make terrible teams in spring training, but it's early, and I know they're going to be like the dark horse. People are like saying, "Oh, they." I don't think they're there yet, but when you watch them, it's clear that this isn't like the A's of 2-3 years ago. Like, they got some talent in there. Now it's just a matter of them putting it together.
I got my eye on Lawrence Butler for some late round value there in the fantasy draft. Chris?
He probably won't last that long because a lot of people know who he is.
I know.
Here's the thing. Who did the Athletics invest in? Luis Severino?
Severino, Brent Rooker.
Luis Severino. Yeah, Brent Rooker was there already. Who else?
They got the stadium.
Relievers.
they did get some relievers.
Just because they spent some money.
They were over 500 in post-All-Star break last year.
Yeah, that's because nobody cared when they played against them. This is a nightmare of a team, a nightmare of an organization, a nightmare of a stadium situation.
Wow.
They may be able to take advantage of that because teams are going to hate playing there so much and broadcasting there so much. But no, the Athletics.
Right, I hope you keep that same energy when the Padres go in there, and if they lose 2 or 3, well, you know, they didn't want to play there.
The Padres can't beat lousy teams. They haven't beat the Rockies for 10 years, so that won't surprise me. But the Athletics are not going to the playoffs. It's a nice dream.
Oh wow! Okay.
Number 3.
I'm going to leave that far behind us, Tony. Browns star Myles Garrett has been sending signals to the Browns that he is done. Browns GM Andrew Berry isn't listening. After Myles Garrett said he was willing to do whatever it takes to be traded by the Browns, even saying he isn't interested at all in a contract extension, GM Andrew Berry said this during the scouting combine this week about trading Myles Garrett.
For us, Miles is under contract. We love him. He's a good player. So for us, it's really as simple as that. You know, we don't envision a scenario where he's no longer a member of the Cleveland Browns. He's a franchise player for us. So we're going to keep him in Cleveland.
All right. So there you go. He's not listening. Chris, is this a mistake by the Browns and the GM?
Well, it sounds like something that nobody's going to win, at least at this point. And I think what's going to eventually happen is that the Browns are going to be stubborn, or at least attempt to be stubborn, and hope that Myles Garrett changes his mind and comes around. But I don't think he's going to, because the Browns probably won't do anything to make him change his mind. So my guess is Myles Garrett will sit on the sidelines next year and just won't play. So nobody's going to win. I mean, this is a... it's a lose-lose situation. I don't want to say never, but rarely does the player ever go, you know, I changed my mind, I'll play for a lousy team and take a beating.
Tyreek Hill did.
I don't know that happened, because I don't think he's threatened to leave before the season started, so it's not a terrible comparison. But no, I think this is a lose-lose is what I think it is.
All right. Tony, what do you think? Is this a mistake for the Browns and the GM?
No, I don't think it's a mistake. Things is what he has to do. If he doesn't, then he's just acquiescing to the player, and then, you know, whatever from that standpoint, we'll take whatever it is from there. But I think, listen, when you have a player like this, you try to do things. Listen, believe it or not, I remember it. Kobe Bryant once asked to be traded, like, get me out of here. And what Mitch Kupchak, no, was it Mitch at the time? I think it was Mitch Kupchak. What he did was he just ignored him, basically, and started pitting pieces around. And now they went out and they played. They traded for Pau Gasol, and eventually he changed his mind. Not saying that the Cleveland Browns are anywhere close to what the Lakers have been able to do or would do, but if I'm him, I'm playing this the same way. Like, hey, I understand he is unhappy, but he's the best player at his position in this league, and we don't want to give him up. So We're at a standstill, basically. Until he becomes a free agent, or I'm put in a position where I'm going to lose him for nothing, then at that point I'll have to deal with whether I need to trade him or not.
Sounds messy. And
it's going to be messy.
Like, it's not going to be any fun for the Browns fans. All right.
Number two.
Some Lions season ticket holders. Okay, we're going to have a small sports court here. Because Lions season ticket holders, some of them, aren't too pleased with the Lions organization. They received an email saying their 2025 ticket membership had been revoked. Powell Jan, I think, is one of those ticket holders. He said that, I'm going to paraphrase here, that it hurt for a long time, but they sent him this because him and another guy, Tony Stevenson, because they sold more of their tickets this year than went to the games or used them on their own. They transferred their tickets too many times. Now, these guys are saying they live out of town. They keep these tickets because it's easy for them to go back home and see games. They also give them away to family members and friends. But they're very upset with the Lions organization for this. They think they should at least get one more year. But as I said, they don't live in the state. Tony, who is your judgment for the Lions or the fans?
I'm sure there's got to be some type of something in the bylaws or rules when you become a season ticket member that has to say this somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, I have a hard time believing Detroit just made this up out of thin air. Like, oh, well, looks like you transferred your tickets too much. We're not going to renew you. Like, this has to be somewhere in writing somewhere.
Let me read. Let me read what the organization sent them. Like, this is the email. Our internal review of your account activity indicates a level of resales and or transfer activity inconsistent with personal use of your Detroit Lions game tickets. We have made a decision.
There's the other part that the other folks kind of left out there, that they weren't just giving their tickets away to their friends and family. They were reselling them. And so, you know, when you're trying to create, I know these teams now are trying to create home field advantage, and you're selling your tickets to, you know, the other side, the other team, assuming that's had happened sometime. I could see this being a little bit of an issue. So I don't know who's right or wrong. Is that what the question is?
Yeah. Do you rule the Lions or the fans?
I don't know, man. I think I need more information. I feel like the fans are these particular fans are trying to get away with a slick one here.
I do too. Chris, where's your judgment?
Judgment's for the Lions. It's pretty clear, based on what was written, that they're selling their tickets more often than anything else. Right. And I think the fans themselves are trying to play it off as if we're giving it away to friends.
For family.
No, if they're giving away to family,
they left the money part out. Yeah.
If you're honestly giving your tickets away to anybody, then I have no problem with that because you're the one paying for them. But if you're selling them to potentially fans of other teams, and I imagine they can track this. So I mean, my judgment is going to be for the Lions until the fans can prove to me that they're honestly, you know, doing right by these tickets.
Yeah.
That's the funny thing about that situation, right? I mean, there was a time where if you were a season ticket holder, they used to send you like a booklet full of tickets.
You just had the tickets.
That was so awesome.
They couldn't track them at that point.
Not
so
at
you
all.
Could do whatever you want. Now that we've gone digital, they got you. They got you in a vice now.
Yeah, if you transfer it, even might watermark your tickets that they knew you transferred it. Like when they go scan it says it's already been transferred, something like that. It's crazy. Look, can we stop and the book of tickets? My grandpa and the 49ers, I used to sit there and just go through them for hours.
Dude, I used to do the same thing. My mom had season tickets for the Padres, so I used to go through. I mean, it was just like for 81 games and four or five seats, like, this thing was super thick.
It really is. I miss those days of tickets, actual tickets.
Number one.
All right, if Isaiah Bond is correct, he's in the NFL scouting combine. Xavier Worthy's record 40-yard dash time at the combine will last just one season. Last year, Worthy, a former Longhorn, ran a 4.21 second 40 and was eventually a first-round pick. Now, Isaiah Bond is saying that he can run a 4.20, and if he's feeling really, really good, he could run a 4.1. He said his best training time has been 4.23. So I don't know how you can win, run a 4.1 if your best training time is a 4.23. Anyway, Chris, is the Combine solely for social media?
The Combine is a waste of my time. I don't know what else to tell you. I
knew
care
you were
less.
Say that. I knew
care less how fast this guy runs. I cared less how fast Xavier Worthy ran till I saw him out on the football field and to see whether he could play football. Looked like he could play a little bit by the time it was all said and done. So it sounds like the Chiefs made a good draft pick there, but I could care less. The Combine is a made for, you know, TV. Not for television, but made for whatever event that the NFL has, you know. So the self-important NFL tries to sell us as something really, really important. I think it's important to the teams drafting. Apparently it's important to these guys to put good times together, but it seems like just as many guys who failed at the Combine are good players as opposed to guys that have started the Combine are good players. So I think it's a big fat waste of my time, and you know, so I don't care.
All right, hope you feel better after that. Tony, is the Combine for social media?
No. Well, the Combine has been on TV before there was social media, and I enjoyed it. I don't watch all of it. I like the option to be able to come in, and if I want to get a football fix or I want to see what a certain college guy is running or doing, I can see it if I want. I don't have to tune into it. So I don't think it's for social media. I think it's for whoever is looking to digest it. You know, I think for the most part, you know, it's, you know, I mean, who wants to see, nobody really wants to see offensive linemen run, but they do all of that, right?
I've tried to digest it before, but I end up throwing up.
Oh,
so sorry.
Oh.
To each his own,
yeah,
I guess
so.
That's right.
All right, that's it for the Big Five. We are just a half hour away, or just over a half hour away, from the Padres taking on the Mariners tonight. Yes, the Mariners tonight. Correct, guys? You're not looking at me, Chris.
I think so.
I hate you.
You
guys
don't know who they're playing? I mean,
I do.
Who should I ask? If you're a sports, the Padres station, you don't know who they're playing?
This is very embarrassing. Goodbye, everyone.
In Pittsburgh, we've always forged things. We just forge them differently now. Flavors bold enough to stop you mid-bite. Art bright enough to change the way you see the world. Neighborhoods alive with color, music, and motion. In Pittsburgh, everything we ever forged was made to spark something more. Come see what sparks you at visitpittsburgh.com.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Jake from State Farm. I just beat my running PR, so I'm celebrating with a Banana Bonanza smoothie.
Hey, and you can keep celebrating when you create an affordable price just for you by bundling your home and auto with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. Go bananas.
I will. Hey, make it a large.
Bundling. Just another way to save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Too often, green laundry detergents come with a compromise. They're better for the planet, but worse at the one thing that matters most, cleaning your clothes. Gertie Labs believes you shouldn't have to lower your standards for the sake of sustainability. Using advanced green chemistry, they created a detergent that uses an entirely new cleaning engine, inspired by the genius of nature. If Dirty Labs can't make you believe in the power of green cleaning, nothing will. Fall in love, or it's free, at dirtylabs.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.